Staying hopeful contents. Start with the module videos. Watch them and then make a note that you have done so or tick them off in the paper copy of the workbook. Then have a go at activity 6.1. Mark it as complete on the webpage or tick it off in the paper workbook too. If you have a mentor already, you can work through the rest of the module activities with them. If you don't have a mentor at this time, you can keep working through the module by yourself. You can still ask other people in your life to help you too. Mark the activities as complete on the web pages as you do them, or tick them off in the paper copy of the workbook. Module videos. Module introduction introduces you to staying hopeful and the idea of challenges as opportunities to put your hope into action. Sabrina's story talks about staying hopeful in the face of challenges. Story themes include mental health problems and hospital admission. Module activities. 6.1. What have I learned from Hopeful? This activity aims to help you reflect on your experiences of using Hopeful so far. 6.2. What is my progress towards my priority goals? This aims to help you rate your progress towards your three key goals at this moment in time. 6.3. How can I keep working towards my goals? This aims to help you plan how to keep working towards your goals, even if there are challenges. 6.4. How can my relationships help me to stay hopeful? This aims to help you practice your communication skills to help you keep having healthy relationships that support you to stay hopeful. 6.5. How can I keep staying hopeful? This aims to help you write a letter to your future self. And staying hopeful conclusions. This aims to help you remember what you've learned in the module and share your progress with others.